And after Gimel Amud Aleph, we come towards the very end of the Gemara of Eishim Shem Chitzah, of Eishim Shem Amoinoi, Nachlok Shem Yichnoi Shlokish. The Gemara had a question, how do you ever have Tomun? We come to Rabbi Yochan, I was Eishim Shem Chitzah, I told him a mother gets chayev the Shegeg, so you should be chayev for Tomun as well. So we took my answer, that you have a case when the wall fell down, and therefore, there's also an element of there's no more chitzov because the wall fell down. So Gemara says if so, you shouldn't be chayv even for the galui. If the wall fell down, you shouldn't be chayv for anything. The Gemara says no. Elo the man the isay mishum chitzov isay nami mishum amoy. Elo the man the isay mishum chitzov isay nami mishum amoy. The question is what these words mean. The Gemara says you should know. Elo sounds like a chazor. We'll see what the Chazor was exactly. Elo, the Chazor here, you always thought X, answer is now Y. So what do we think originally and what we say now? You're going to see Rashi. But originally we understood that Rabbi Yochanan is Chodik and Mishlokish. And Mishlokish is Chodik and Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan held Eishoi Mishom Chitzon, Bezeu, that's it. And Mishlokish held Eishoi Mishom Memeina, and that's it. Which would mean that if I shot an arrow and the wall, if I made a fire and the wall collapsed, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't be chayv at all. Because my arrow couldn't have got further. I had my property burning more. So what? I don't hold Eishim Shem Amayla. I only hold Eishim Shem Chitzo. And it's not Chitzo. According to Rashi, that's what changed here. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that the only thing you could be chayv for is Chitzo, but rather, there's also an element of Chitzo. He agrees to his lockage that if it's his property, your chayv to look after your own property. Therefore, the wall comes down, his chayv to look after his fire, because it's his fire, not his arrow, but it's his fire, so he has to look after it. That's the maskana of the one. So, Rechon, Elo, what's the Elo? Although originally we thought Rechon doesn't hold on his lockage, and he holds it only if I'm going to fit off, now we're saying something. He holds on my name as well. Okay. Then the Gemara said, if that's true, yeah, let's read another couple of lines in the Gemara, and then we get to the point where we're after. The going, the Elal of Mali is in Shom Kitzel, it's in Arishim and Mainoi, but the going, Shahoy, Ale, the Goyjo, Ale, God. And when he shot this arrow in the wall, when he hit the fire and that wall fell down, he had an ability to protect the fire from going further, and then he didn't do it. So since it's his fire, and the Hassan show who it's his fire, right up at Wafe, and he didn't knock down the fountain, therefore he's chayv for Jolui, because it was his fire, he should have looked after it, and he's potter for Tomon, because Tomon, you only chayv for Shia, and this is not considered Shia. Adkan. Now, this is where we are to. Mechimach Acha, Mechimach Acha, the man the Issei Mishom Chitzo. Is the now that we say that the Rabbi Yochanan holds of Eishim Shem Chitzov, he also holds of Eishim Shem Amoinoi, my Benayu, what's the difference? What's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish? Why, whenever would it be a difference, the fact that you hold Eishim Shem Chitzov, you anyway have to look after your item, because it's your property. So what's the big novelty that Rehla introduced to us? You should know the element of chitzo, the mind of Gemina. Anyway, you're going to be chayv, you have to look after your property. There's the Gemara, I found one case. If you lit the fire and it damaged somebody, then you have to pay for the avod dvorim. If it's just memoinoi, your animal damages, you only have to pay for nezek. Since it wasn't just memoina, it's also your action, it's also chitzov, so it's adam amazi. Adam amazi is to pay for these four things. That's the gemara.
We often feel from last year that the first thing is still holds true, right? Whether it says it fails or not.
Right. Still not right, right. So Rashi has aimed at that point. Let's see some Rashi, Mechima Acher. The man the Eastern Shom Kitzov is in Amishim and Moin and Mai Benai. Mechima Acher. See what that is? Yeah, 8 lines up in the narrow lines. From the end of the narrow line, the 8-9 does. If you want to go from up down, Rabbi Yaakov will tell us it's about line 23.
What's the word asked for
you? Yechi Ma'achir.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yaakov, you have that?
No.
Got one. Line 23. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Of course, you couldn't find it. Line 24. I apologize. What's the difference? Says Rashi, this is a David Zohar. In a case where it's his fire, what's the difference between Ma'ike and Ma'ike Ben Yechonon Demachayim Nimeshim Tauti? But what's the difference between the opinion of a Yechonon who says it's chai because of two reasons? Because of one reason. Maybe there isn't. Maybe the machlokes is only when it's not his call. Maybe in a case when it's not his call, Reish Lakish would say a potter and a Yechonon would say a chai because of pizza. So what's your question? What's the Nafka Minah? The Nafka Minah is a case when it's not his goal. Kondo Rehrein Bichai, the Kondo Shlok should be part of. Then Rashi, Al-Kochach not. Why? Al-Kochach, that they're arguing the dispute between Rehrein and Shlok is even in a case when it is his goal. Why? The Oman Ele Rehrein, as we said earlier, Kondo Rehrein, Eishoi, how do you translate Eishoi? His Eish, Mishum Chitzel. Eishoi, his Eish, Mishum Chitzel. That means we're talking about his Eish, not somebody else's Eish. His Eish. And on that, Rabbi Yechon said, Eishoi, Mishum Chitzel. And Eishoi said, Eishoi, Mishum Chitzel. So I'll come with the argument about something which that he owns. On that was said, the Machlik is Rabbi Yechon Eishoi. The Rishlokish would say, in that case, when you own it, you're chayav because you should have looked after it. And Rabbi Yechon says, no, you know why you're chayav? Because of chitzel. One second, if we say Rabbi Yechon holds of Rishlokish, and he holds your chayav because of Mamoine, if it's yours, so why do I need this extra dimension that's his act? What's an Afka Minah? Until now, we're never bothered about that. The Shavino, the Shum Chitzel, Daske. Because he taught us that you only chai because of kitzur. Well, I'm Mishum Amayinu, and not because of Amayinu. Now, explain. Oh, but the almost left explain. Momoy is be mashosha. For let's be mashosha. Remember the beginning of the Gemara? The Gemara asked, why did the Bechon not hold the Mishlokish? Are you to your momoy? Why didn't you hold the Mishlokish? So what's the answer? Oh, is be mashosha. Let's be mashosha. Givaldi. So we understand why Birchon's spoke on Rishlokish. But now that we're saying that Birchon agrees to Rishlokish, that even though it doesn't have Mamosh, it can be called Mamoy. So what's the Machlokes? Says Rashi. Let's go back. We're sure we are. Second wide line in Rashi.
Okay.
You'll have to jump in there. Bishlei Mah, you see where it is? Second line in Rashi?
Mm-hmm.
Third word on the line. Bishlei Mah Hashto. Oh, very well, till now, Tishamina Mishum Chitzov, Dafke, the Birch was telling us, it's only Chitzov, without Mishum Moinoi. Or it's almost like he said, that Moin is be Mashosho, that Moin has Mashosho, and then be Chai for Moin. The Chai to look after your show, because it's Mashosho. For let's be Mashosho, if I don't have Mashosho, so it doesn't have it in Moin, it could be now. So then we always understood the Nachmina between them. Hey, okay. What's the minimum between Eichel and Shlokish until now? Hey, okay. There is a Mamoinoi where there would be a Chiyu for Mamoin, but less a Chitzov, and there won't be a Chiyu for Chitzov. How can you have a case? You can guess the case, we won't guess, who knows the case, where Mamoin you'd be Chayim, but Chitzov you wouldn't be Chayim.
Then what?
Very good, says Rashi. He have to not forget it. The wall fell down. So Chitzov, the color of Chitzov, his arrow was stunted, was finished. It couldn't have gone further. Then Madam Mishum Chitzov Dafke. We couldn't have Madam Rodzit only Mishum Chitzov. portal. And it's not just because you're crying. I'm an asshole, and it's a very crying. But now that we say they're really going to hold the archive also for my money. So we've lost our case. The only case we would have that after minute in the Ishtokish was when the wolf fell down. But now you're telling me that Yechonai agrees to Ishtokish. They're high for a moment. So where do we have a case of Yechonai to introduce us? They're going to retire for Chitzel. What's enough after minute? My Benai, what's enough after minute between Yechonai and Ishtokish? The one's going to give an answer. There should be many answers. We're not going to give one answer, but this is to say over the cash again. Originally, what we originally thought is what we think now. Originally thought that there's a machlokes is between them and neither of them speak to each other. He holds it's chitzov. He holds it's mimoinoi, and neither holds it could be the other one. If Yechon doesn't hold it can be mimoinoi, it doesn't have mamoshes. Yishlof doesn't hold it can be chitzov because it doesn't give me kuchu. So neither hold of either. So then we can obviously have enough minute between them. I can have a case where Ishtokich would say you're chayiv, and Ishtokich would say you're potter. But if Ishtokich agrees to Ishtokich, so whatever Ishtokich says you're chayiv, Ishtokich agrees to. So what on earth are they arguing about? Now they could be arguing a case when you don't own it, where Ishtokich would say you're potter, and Ishtokich would say you're chayiv. I think we could have that enough minute. You can have a case where Ishtokich would say you're potter, and if you're going to say you're chayim, there are plenty of those cases.
Even in the case that we have, let's say there's a wall that fell down?
No, in that case, everyone would say you're potter.
Okay, so he'd also say you're potter.
Yeah, but you could
have both ways.
Yeah. You could have a case where if you're going to say, Ishtokich would say you're potter, and if you're going to say, would say you're chayim. Any examples? Ishtokich would say you're potter, and if you're going to say you're chayim. There's Ayins. I mean, Kelev, we had Gomel. All those cases we had until now, we had four cases on the face where you have, where Ishtokich would say a potter and Ishtokich would say a chayim. But that's because he doesn't own it. But the machlokes of Ishtokich was a shoy, was his, meaning there's an argument even where they do own it. And that's very difficult. If you own it, you're always chayim according to Ishtokich. So what's Ishtokich adding? You're always chayim according to Ishtokich. And you agree to be there, you're chayv because of my mind. So don't tell me if the wall falls down. You agree anyway, you're chayv according to Ishtokich. So Rabbi Yochanan agrees that. So on earth, Rabbi Yochanan had it by saying that you're chayv.
Well, except that he'd be like the Adam
Amazah. You have that. What's that? And therefore.
So he paid more.
Oh, that's answer the Gemara. Yeah, very good. Yeah, they need another nafka minute. Rashi actually doesn't say. Anyone can work that one out.
Jason does his fact, you see.
Okay, it's the same kind of drawing. Yeah. Okay, Chayv. Mis obviously getting the Eved. But another one. His fire, if you're the Ishmael Shem Chitz, is going to be a different Chiyav than the Ishmael Shem Marina. Not Abad Hol, that's what Gemara is going to say, not with Misa, that's included in what the Gemara says. Tsarios. Okay, Tsarios.
The whole
Godish. You've been having the whole Godish as opposed to.
Just that push, that discrete section that got actually contact.
I mean, you're talking about a case when there was the owner's call,
right,
and the animal took it, which wasn't the case we had. We made up a case. Okay, so the dog took the owner's call and through it, so made out Asian Shun. No, that wouldn't be enough again. But if it's his coal, it's kind of, yeah, that wouldn't be enough. Oh, what do you say? Don, very good. Don, it's his coal, and it wasn't combination. So Eric could go. So if you're the Asian Shun kids, you're going to be Chayef for Don. If you're the Asian Shun, you're going to be Paul. Eric could be enough. I mean, if for some reason, the God didn't say it. And but he's going to say, but so the Gemara does give one. Gemara says Chayv Avod Rav. So it's a bit funny. We've said that numerous nafka minutes. The Gemara picks on one. We said numerous nafka minutes. Why the Gemara pick on one?
So Talmud only works for a fire, a spread of fire, not a fire that was actually Like someone brings a bit, you know, puts the match to a good deal.
Yeah, that's clear. That Gemara said that. Yeah, right. They're saying even if he lets in his own case, there's no wall blocking it. And the kids are like, it's off, and you're trying to tell them. Yeah, so we're just, I'm pointing out our aura, which is going to lead us up to the end of Rashi. I'm pointing out our aura. The Gemara says, if so, what's enough Gemina? And the Gemara gives an answer. It's very strange. What do you mean, what's enough Gemina? Enough Gemina could be if it's not his fire. Says Rashi, okay, he says, he's sure he's much more than much weaker when it is his fire. But even when it is his fire, there's not enough Geminas as well. There's other nafkamina like Abba Tomon, right? The Gabba Chiyav Misa, there are other nafkaminas. So it's strange that the Gemara picks only on this one. We'll see when we get to the end of Rashi, maybe there's an answer to that. The Chayvoy Ba'al Bojmoy. The Chayvoy Ba'al Bojmoy. Now, Allah is, if a person is Malik somebody, you're dying, the Chayvoy has 5 things. Nezik, sar, nezik is damage, sar is paid another guy had. Ripu, you have to pay for the doctor's fee. Sheves, he's unemployed, you have to pay for his unemployment benefit. And boishes, you have to pay for embarrassment. Here, the Gemara says, the question is, what happened to that one that's missing? Which is the one that's missing, and why is it not mentioned? Right, that Rashi is going to speak out. So Rashi, the man that wants some kitzo. Nami mechayvin olei, we mechayv him for these 4 things. So if ish show you, if his fire burnt, the other odom, chay babot horim, is chay for 4 things. Now Rashi says what they are. Nezik, tzar, people chefs, pain, and damage, pain, doctor's fees, and unemployment benefits. Abba boishes loy, you don't pay many boishes. You don't pay the 5th one. Why? So Mina Mashiri Pilkim, because we said in the next peg, the end of the peg, sorry, the end of this peg, Avinoi Chai Ala Boishes, Alche Hei Niskaven. You're not Chai for Boishes unless you have Kabbana to cause him embarrassment. And when you set off this fire, you were only for share.
The intention is not to cause damage, the intention is actually to embarrass him.
Yeah. Okay, so you only chayim until you had kavanah for the boishes. And here, when he lit this fire, he didn't have kavanah for the boishes. All he did was he didn't look up to his fire. He wasn't embarrassing somebody with kavanah. Therefore, he don't pay for the boishes. Because he lit the fire with kavanah. So why don't we say that anything happened afterwards is all included in his kavanah? So it's Rashi, you know. He didn't have kavanah for boishes, and therefore he's not chayim. Ah, well, David Roim chayim. But for the 4 things, of course, he's chayim. Tipshe, he was pesheah. The havale la suke adaite, he should have taken into account. Sharuach, maybe choso, the wind will take the water, the fire further. But the domino b'shei pirkim, like he says in the end of the page, nochem en agag, v'ruch metzuyah. If somebody falls from the gag on a Ruach Metzuyah, so it's something he was Peshea for, he should have realized that the Ruach Metzuyah would push him down. Chayim, done it for him. So that's according to Mandam, according to Yishron, would be Chayim for these 4 things. The Mandam is Shimon Mainoi, Poto. But the Mandam is Shimon Mainoi, Poto. That's not coming there. According to Yishron, Chayim for 4 things. But he's not Kish, you're Poto. Says Rashi, Ruah did Nami, Dekabanar Kolani did El. Now Rashi has that Kasharias. There's plenty of Nafkaminis. All those that we said earlier, there's Kere, there's Gomel. The Ramadan was from Chitzov Kayev. Why? Even though it's not his coal, it wasn't his flag, it wasn't his camp that caused the house to burn down. He's still Kayev because he holds the Mamoyna Avag Abdullah Chitzov. He holds your chayv for momenik even if it's not chitzov, but chitzov avagav de la momenik, and he holds your chayv for chitzov even if it's not your money. He say that's what he holds. But a man doesn't say chitzov, the one who doesn't hold of chitzov, known as Rish Lakish, poto is poto and give me sach seches, unless it actually lighting the entire house physically. So you could have said that nafkamina. So why are we only saying the nafkamina of dalid volume? Why did not get down at the volume? Mishum, the Afila Hechad, the Gecheles Shaloi, even when the Gecheles is it, Mashma Loi, the Ishkelet in the Vehicle. It's Mashma, the Machlegs between them. Don't tell me Keller, don't tell me Gomel. Those cases are talking about a case where the fire is not in. If the fire is in, then you would be Chayiv for. Then it's also much of the fire that is in, it's also much of the Machlegs. Even the case where the fire is in, much Machlegs in them. The only example I can come up with is Dalet Voim. But another reason why we want to pick on something where the case where the fire is. The Shriach, it's more Shriach, a case where the guy's own fire spread, as opposed to a camel taking somebody else's fire and burning down somebody else's haystack. Adkan the Virashi. So this moment, what's your view on all? Ashim Shamamainai, Ashim Shum Kitsov. Both? What's your talk is all? Ashim Shamamainai, Ashim Shum Kitsov.
Only one.
Early mom. What's enough minutes? At least four. If it's not his, we high for Gomer, high for Keller. Like you're saying, Sirius, those would be enough minutes, those two enough minutes. I have enough minute for Tomon, Yaku is enough minute. I have enough minute high without Edvorim, high for Mise. Lots of enough minutes. That's in a case when it's not his. But those are, yeah, now. That would be the maskon. Feel maskon like more. If you have a little bit, if you have a little bit, and that's all the enough minutes to come out. Says Rashi, repeat Hamayu Shemati. This chat has told you I learned from my Rebbe. I'm the Loshin Rishon near me. But I actually prefer the first Loshin. The question is, what does it mean? What's the first Loshin? What do you mean, the first Loshin? It can't mean he prefers the Hanuman of the Gemara. He doesn't like the Maskon of the Gemara. It's too bad. Sorry. It was decided a long time before Rashi turned up that there's a Maskon of the Gemara. So that can't be lost in Rishon here. You can't tell. You know, like the first chapter. So what does he mean? Here, at the side of the Gemara, there's a Mashal. There's written an Ayin Mashal. At the side of the older edition of the Gemara. So with the newer ones, it's one of the letters up the top. Ayin Mashal. And the Mashal, at the back of the Gemara, Chok and Shlema, he says there was two Gersois. There's another Gersois that we don't have in our Rashi. It's Klop. Rashi says there's a Loshen Rishon. So there's obviously another Loshen which we don't have. And this other Loshen is held by the Rambam and other Rishonim. That there's a major U-turn here. A major, major U-turn. Not like Rashi saying the change was. You thought that Vierchana only held on Chitzov. I'm telling you, also holds on Ramay, right? But rather, Vierchana would only be Machayev if it's his mind as well. You're only Chayev if it's your mind. If it's not your mind, you're not Chayev. Ever. Ever, ever. If it's not his mind, he's never Chayev. The Yerushalayim holds of Mishloach. It needs to be Mamayim. Yerushalayim has to be Mamayim. And that's the only time when he'll hold your Chayim. Just when it's your Mamayim, he holds your Chayim Medin Chitzot. But it has to be your Mamayim.
What is Mamayim?
He holds, it's a hybrid of two factors. It was your act, but only if it's your mind. What exactly does this mean? What's this hybrid between two? It's your act, but only if it's your mind. So the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen in Bialgorod, this out here in Rochamos Mazbit, he learns that, remember we spoke out on Sunday, when somebody shoots an arrow, as soon as he shot the arrow, he's lost the ability to stop it. So you're chayiv for the act that you did. Like Eish, it's not exactly like that. When he started this fire, he does have an ability to stop it afterwards. So the reason why you're chayiv is for a joint thing. You were pesher for not looking after your fire, because you could have stopped it. But once you didn't look after the fire, you're chayiv because of the act that you did. It's a hybrid of two things. Somebody's got a show and the show damages. Why is he tired? He didn't look after his animal. By age, it's more complicated. By age, why didn't you look after your fire? And we have a question, why didn't you look after your fire? Now that you didn't look after your fire, it's your act that actually caused the damage. You did an act, and you could have prevented the damage, and you didn't prevent it, so you're fired for your damage, for your act that you did. Okay? So that is the other mahalakha. Rashi says, Loshan Rishon nearly Ikar. This is the other mahalakha Rashi likes. We'll see how many nachim minutes we have between the two of them.
Why is...
Let me just say it over again, because it's pretty clear that it's not clear enough. The second mahalach that we're learning now is, according to Ish Lakish, it's your show. That's what it is. You light a fire, it's your show. If Yerichon said, you're right, it's your show. But if you didn't rein in that show, we treat it as if it was an Olam HaMazon. If you were Pesheim looking after your show, we treat it like an Adam HaMazon. Why am I chayiv? Because I didn't look after my family. That's been my money. If it wasn't my money, I wouldn't be chayiv. I'm chayiv because I didn't look after my money. That's why I'm chayiv. But now that you didn't look after it, we consider it as your act that caused the damage. Okay? Ruben, you got that?
I'm just a little not clear about the topic. If he's saying that it's both because of Mamono and because of Chizo, then if the case that the Gemara just chose, where the wall came down and you had enough time to put it back up, then I can hear the chayv because it
chayv for what?
Because it didn't put it back up because of Mamono.
Right.
But if it has to also be Chizo, then that case doesn't work.
Why?
Because if it's only Mamono, then he's not Mechayev.
Chizo is an additional dimension. The European Shay didn't look after your animal. Now now that he didn't look after your animal, the reason your fire, we're going to treat it like an Adam HaMazik. Of course, if it's not relevant to Adam HaMazik, then it's true. You'll be Mechayev because of simple moment.
So it's either it just can accelerate the
right level. We're going to add to your chiyuv. It's not just your moment that didn't that damage. It's no worse than that.
It's not both. We don't need both. But we've been hired for both.
That means if it's your moment that damaged, we're not going to treat it just simply as if your moment that damaged. We're going to treat it also that you did it. Of course, you have a basic chiyuv. You should have looked after your thing. But don't think, oh, it's just I should have looked after my thing. No, we're going to treat it worse. We're going to treat it that it was you that did it. Because the pshia of not looking after the fire gives you a super duper liability. Oh, so now we'll get to that after a minute. Just want to get clear the structure. It's the pshia of not looking after your fire will therefore make us consider it was your act that did it. Of course, as Rukumin says, if it can't be his act, so we're left with the pshia that you didn't look after your fire. So you didn't look after your fire, it's no worse than you didn't look after your ox. But if we could relate it back to your act, we're going to treat it like it was your act that did it. But why? Because you would be pshia for not looking after your fire.
Only if this was your act.
Huh?
That's still limited only to when I look at that figure. From the initial.
I'm not saying it. We're
saying only because of he has a fire and he owns it because that's required. Then if he doesn't look after it properly, or if he could have prevented something from happening, then we're going to treat it as if he's an Adam HaMazik.
If, no matter what, could be his act.
What do you mean?
Like if the wall fell down, so it wasn't his act, then it's just he didn't look after his fire. If it could be related back to his act, then we'd say...
No, but the wall was there, but he could have still prevented it.
Yeah.
But if... That's not what I said, when I take it out of the problem.
It can't make it into an Adam HaMazik, because it wasn't an Adam HaMazik at all.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
So it has to be an Adam HaMazik from the beginning.
But the reason why you're chatting is... is not because you're all of a mother. You're in my time because you're a pesher. Now that you're pesher, we will treat it as your error.
No, so what happens to the wall? I'm confused now. What about the wall case?
If the wall fall down?
The wall fall down.
So then you're a pesher. We can't treat it as Adam HaMazir because it wasn't Adam HaMazir.
Oh, but what about the...
He's a pesher.
I don't know.
It's prevented
from passing down.
Like a shark.
Okay.
So
you hold on. Only
if
it's preventable.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't preventable, then he wouldn't be.
Yeah.
That, but that's what according to
everyone.
Even Rish Lakish?
Yeah.
Why? Rish Lakish doesn't look
at everyone.
He says it's his property.
Right. So it's not preventable. Then you can't be chayim. Like you showed me, you can't be chayim if it wasn't preventable. You have an office. You look after your ox. If you can't look after your ox, you're potter. Right? You have a fire, look after your fire. You can't look after your fire, you're potter. Just if you can look after it, you're crying like your ox. Says you're beautiful. If you can look after it, you're not just crying because of your ox. You're crying because you treat it as if you actually did it.
Okay.
When it's possible to treat it that way. You have to add that point. If you can't treat it that way, then you go back to the basic way. You treat it like your ox.
And so the ox with preventability or not, that depends if it's a tom or if it's a mu'ah.
No, let's not get into all the million of halachos that's come into it. What the level of it, everyone knows. If you can't, if you're not, it's impossible. You can't prevent it, you're not prevented. Yeah? How much of a shmir, that's another thing that you learn. Shmir, of course, shmir. So Rashi says he likes this pshat better. Not Shemirisha near the Ikka, Rashi likes. This pshat we just said better.
Why then does the Gemara not include that pshat and only the one that he doesn't like? So
no, he doesn't. Why does the Gemara which means?
Let's read the Gemara.
I hope you don't mean why does the pillars from the side only do that one? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
There's Mashal, there's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
Mashal says there's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see the Gemara. Let's see now this new pshat. Remember that it's a bad that needs to be mamayna. Nothing to talk about. If it's not mamayna, nothing to talk about. Just if it is mamayna and we can treat it as an odd mamazik, we will treat it as odd mamazik. So it says Rashi, it says the Gemara, Yehochi, the Indian God, just before the Aleph, Yehochi, the Indian God, or Nami, Kolechit. If we're talking about when the wall fell down, and you're only chai because of chayitz, you shouldn't be chai. Elo, here's the elo. Elo. Leman di isse mishum chitzov, isse nami mishum moinari. The one who holds a chitzov, holds, it has to be moinari. Isse nami mishum moinari, there has to be moinari. Not that it can also be moinari, it has to be moinari. Going shahoy le legot of the this wall fell down. And since it's his money, so it made the Ochugunchad, he should have been able to protect this fire from going further. And since he didn't, awesome show you. It's considered a show you. So now let's work out. According to this second mahalach, which could be the Ikar Mahalach, the Rambam knows that is. How many nafkin minutes are there between a Geir and a Shlomish? For one, we had four or five. How many nafkin minutes are there between a Geir and a Shlomish? Let's go through them. Some of them we had then. What about if it's not, what about Kelef? Kelef Shalot Sachara. What would your Geir say now? Kelef took some Yeltsin Sachara and burnt down the Hizna. What would Rabbi Yochanan say? Would you be high for the haystack, the entire haystack? If it needs to be your money, it's not your money. So you have to hold those charges. That one out the window. What about the gomel walking down the street and the kelev took a kelev of someone else and he burned down the haystack? Rishonkish said, since it's not your call, you only have where it landed, not anymore.
Okay, so or definitely would agree with.
Yes, one would have to agree. So that's that nachkimin out the window. The gomel was walking down the streets and the pishtong got hold of a candle that was outside. A candle that was inside the house. And here, carried on walking down the street and burned down the house. Sick. What would be the din according to Ishtokish? Because it's not his fire. What would the din be according to Rabbi Yochanan? Somebody lit a fire and it went, the wall was down, there was no wall. This is a biyakin nachmin. Somebody lit a fire and the wall went and it burned down Tom. Would you be chayv?
No, there's
nothing to do. So this is a bit of a complicated one. It's not complicated. Here's the chapter one. Why are you potter for Tom? Rashi told us
because it's just the shaking. Sure, right.
You won't be share. You won't be share. Now, what contribution on? When are you chayv because of chitzov? If you were be share with your momoin, we treat it like chitzov. If you're a Bishayah with him, oh, we treat it like it's all. But if it wasn't Bishayah because it's Tomon, so it wouldn't be Chayah. If it's all the Mamazik Bermet, with our apostle, Petzatak as Potter, you're going to be Chayah.
Why was the
Bishayah? Why are you Potter by Tom? What do you start to say? Why are you Potter by Tom? Because Tom is hidden, so it's not considered the Bishayah. Of course, I was Bishayah for the Golub, but also Bishayah for the Tom. So this fire, the contribution, what was I doing wrong? I was b'sheir, but I'm not looking after the fire. But I'm only b'sheir for the Goli, I'm not b'sheir for the Tomah. So as far as Tomah is concerned, I wasn't b'sheir. If it wasn't b'sheir, it's not called Adam HaMazik either. So I'm going to be potter for Tomah as well.
Why is
so this changeover of Elo, we're knocking down the turrets we said about the wall falling down. Not talking about kids with there was a wall and it fell down. Nothing to do with it. Every time you light a fire, every Tomon, Rabbi Yochanan would say your potter. Every Tomon, because the whole reason to be a chayav is to be a b'sheir, and then we'll treat it like chitzo. As far as Tomon's concerned, you won't be b'sheir, and therefore you won't be chayav because of Tomon. Ever. You see how much better this chat is? The Mishnah said your potter for Tomon, the potter said your potter for Tomon. So now we've been saying that when it potter, if he lit it and the wall fell down, what a thing. Look at this new shot. You're always possible, Tomon. You're not master. If you're a Peshea, then it's considered Adam and Mazik. You're not Peshea because Tomon is considered Shaggy. That's that Nafkamin is out the window. The Nafkamin of Kelev and Gomel is out the window. The only Nafkamin is going to be that in the morning. I'm not even sure if it'd be Chayev for the Evet. Not even sure if it'd be Chayev for the Evet missing. Because since in the end of the day, it's only Pshia, it's not Adam HaMazik. It's since the Pshia, we treat it like Adam HaMazik. As Pashas, you wouldn't even be chayim for. You couldn't kill somebody based on our own design. Adam HaMazik. So Pashas, even that Nafkamina, but Uwe, he wouldn't meet you. There's only one Nafkamina, and that's what they might ask. My Benayu. What do you mean, my Benayu? Pashas is Nafkamina, if it's not his call. That's Nafkamina. No, he says, he's sure you each the master is his goal. That's what no, I'm not being dumb. If it's not his goal, they all hold your passes. Because everyone agrees he needs Mamoino. And the only enough men is a chayim about one. There's a Gishmak Bishat. Says Rashi, last generation, nearly this other Bishat is not called Gishmak. He answers all the Nafkin minutes. And one more, Rashi, now I'll take your shortest question. If you go back to the very beginning of the Sugya. Very beginning, you're not trying to move on already. The very beginning of the sugya says Rashi Mishum Mamoyna, third line down on Chavbeza with Aleph. Mishum Mamoyna says Rashi Kishoro Oboyo Chaziki. We treat it like Shoyan Boy, that's what Shoki Shol. The Bihol Mishum Chetzo says Rashi Kasoka Daitok, the Havamina was. The Havamina was the Nafkamina between the two of them is if you lit it with the Gecheles, it's not his, then Rabbi Yechon would say, and Ishlokim would say, your problem. And Rashi says the Havimina means Maskana is not like that. So Rashi says the Havimina over Machlik is between Bihna Ishlok is that whether if you lit it with, like Achel says, not yours, Gondor Ishlok is, won't be Chayim, it's not yours, Gondor Ishlok will be Chayim because of Chitz. Rashi says it's a Havimina. Unto the rest of we have, it's also Maskana. Because if you're going to hold some Chitz of, even if it's not Mamayna, and Ishlok is holds a Mamayna, so it's also Maskana. So what's Rashi saying the Havimina?
Well, that's
what
we
have to scratch.
We have to delete all of that.
Come to the matter that we have in our Gemara, these words of Rashi doesn't make sense. Come to the matter that we have in our Rashi, that we have, not the new pshat, we have in the Rashi. Rashi is telling me that Rabbi Yochanan holds either chitzot or memoinim. That's what the maskot of the Gemara is. Also, either chitzot or memoinim. If so, don't tell me that half a minute is enough to minute by Gechel is not here. Forget, like Rashi speaks out. Even my companion says, no, he's Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're going to be chai because of chitzot. So what do we do with this chitzot b'dayta? But going to this new chat that Rashi hints to us, and the Marshal said there was such a guilt of that, then it is a havamina, because the maskana of the Gemara is, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're only chai if it is memoinoi. That's the maskana. You're only chai if it's memoinoi. It's a very good one. It says Kusokodaitok. And that's what Marshal says in the very beginning of the Sugya. Marshal, the beginning of the Sugya, points this out. It's only Kusokodaitok because if you're Maskona, if you're the Loshan, Risha, nearly Ike, if you're Maskona, Rashi, the Rashi prefers, the, like the Ramba, the Rebbe Yehuda, only Chayb, if it is Mamoinoi, then all the Nafka minutes that we're going to Gemara all follow. Loshan, Risha, nearly. More Gishmak Pshat. Ryan David? How many half gimminas can think of between the two mouths? Okay, let's say the two mouths and Balpeh. One more time, let me start with Sibir again. Two mouths. One mouth in Rashi is, how does the Shaka tie of the Gemara? The Gemara starts off saying, if you hold your hive only because of pizza. And if you hold your hive only because of Mishamundi. And we bought many rice that you see your hive because of pizza, not because of Mishamundi. Caleb, Gomel, Eved. And the Gemara says, Shlokish holds all onto them, B'dechik. Each one B'dechik. God is showing you for he threw it, each one B'dechik. The Evid, he lit that, the 25 minutes on that. Then they go out of Kashe, they see your Chai Meshul Amoinu when Chitzot doesn't apply. And that's by Talmud. See, it's only Mokum Amoinu. To which there the Gemara had to say, it had to change. She's never vehicle also holds him. I mean, about the old Chitzot, but he never retracted from that. He also holds him. That pshat, you got loads enough minutes between them. All the chiyuvim, well, it's not his mind. You're chayv al chitzot, you're not chayv from Mamina. And you've also got enough minutes of dalad. That's one malach of the Gemara. For some reason, the Gemara just picked on the dalad. Second malach of the Gemara, which second malach in Rashi, you have to understand the Gemara, the malach of the Rambam, is. We originally thought that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yochanan Shem of Kitzot and not Mamayin. And Rish Lokish holds Yochanan Mamayin and not Kitzot. The Gemara finally gets brings rights, same thing, brings rights from Kitzot, and then the Gemara says, no, we made a mistake, complete mistake. We shouldn't have bought any of those rights. Made a terrific mistake. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Yochanan Shem of Mamayin. I was wrong. All the cases of God, Godish and Gaal, which we asked the Kashan Ishlakit or Kashan Rebirchon as well, because he holds in my mind. You're high because you're Peshev for not looking after your money. Just Rebirchon Machadish. In a case where you're Peshev for not looking after your money, you're high because of we treat it as an other mamad. In a case when you didn't look after your money, we treat it as an other mamad. The reason why you're chayv, because of, you know, it has to be your money. It has to be your money. And if it's not your money, you're part of it. It's not your money, your pot. It's gone, it's like it is. But if it is your money, then you can treat it also as Adama Masi. But the other piece is it's your money. That's the Mahalach, the second Mahalach of the Gemara. There's one Ma'ile maybe in the first Mahalach. The Gemara asked, why did the Gemara not hold it in Shlokish? The Gemara said, because this moment doesn't have Mamoshes. Being a small, why Gemara doesn't want to hold the Shlokish. Here we're saying now, the Gemara holds the Shlokish. Even though it doesn't have Mamoshes, he holds the Shlokish. Truth is, even the first Mahalach, the Maskan is also like that. So that's not Ma'ile. From the most Mahalchim, that line when the Gemara said, why Gemara doesn't want to hold the Shlokish is not true. Gemara said, if you don't hold the Rishonim because his money doesn't have mamoshes, it's not true. Even though it doesn't have mamoshes, it can be money. From the first halach of Rashi, which we learned, was that he holds it can be chayv as well for money. And from the second halach, he holds it need the money. It needs to be a money. And then we're going to be chayv within it. Very good? Good? Yeah.
I thought that tomorrow when... that was the Gemara that was giving the reason for
Rabbi Yochanan,
not Rabbi
Yochanan. Yeah, sure.
And then the Gemara retracts that and says, yeah, I guess it doesn't need to have much.
Muscle. Yeah. Right. Start the sugi again. Okay, now that we're starting the sugi again, we now know everything of Rashi, and we'll be doing Rashi again with Tosis. Akenev Shanota. I've based over the Aleph. I'm not going to be calling this Chazar, because it's not. At this stage of the Gemara, what do you think it means?
That's all it
means. Only chitzov. Only mamay. Right? Says the Gemara, my time of the Amakir. Ishlok is my time of the Amakir. Why do Ishlok in the whole like a Yechanon? What do you mean to ask? Right, it should be like an ish, why not? Why shouldn't it be like an ish? It should be like a chetzer. Right, that's what the Gemara seems to be asked. Shlok is my time alone, okay, we're here. Should be like chetz. So, why should it be like chetz? Why should it be like chetz? Why is lighting a fire like a chitz? Why should I say it's like a chitz? And this kasha is compounded now that we've finished the sugya. Then we hold on this new pshat. It's not in Russian. Rosh Rishon Ikka, the Ikka pshat is that Yechon holds. It's really moment. Just once you've been looked after, we treat it like your Arab. Not really Arab. We treat it like Arab. Right? So, it's a big chiddush. Treat it like Arab. Why is Yishlokish mishubed to learn like Yechon? But you ask me, why is Yishlokish hold like Yechon? Why should it be treated like an ish? Why should it be treated like a chit?
Because it's still a required first initial activity to create the fire. As opposed to, like if there's a shore, he didn't have anything to do with bringing the shore.
I understand. Why should I make a difference to your ish? Okay, so if somebody creates a mazik. So why not make it one?
Because
I'd like to say a different chat. I'd like to say a different chat based on the Gemara. The Gemara on Ahmed based, come based on base said the Bihan had apostle. If you had apostle got a price of supporting him. If the Torah considered their mavid, so we have a kasha. Why did Rish Lakh not learn like Bihman? The Maizen got apostle supporting a Bihman. Might be a terrific kiddush, but you got great apostle. The Pasuk says the Godin of a Mar. Since the Pasuk says it, so why didn't you want to learn that chant? The Rishlokish, because very nice to go apostle, but it doesn't make any sense to me. Why? Because Chitzov, Mikoyt Mikoyt, Hi, Loi, Mikoyt Mikoyt, this arrow, that's your act. It goes because of your Koya. Hey, it doesn't go because of the kayak. It's a wind that's taking over, the fire's own energy is taking it. It's nothing to do with the kayak. So why should we treat it other mamadi? My kesha. So you go, of course, I'll tell the boss tomorrow. I'll find some other way to learn the boss. So That's how I understand why the Gemara is asking why Shpeish Lach is not on the Bir. Right?
Means,
because of the apostle, we've got questions. So why don't you hold the Bir? Without the apostle, no way I would hold the Bir. Bir is the biggest finish in the world. The threat would be this other Pshat in Rashi. The Bir is holding when you're Pesheya in your, when you're Pesheya in your money, then it's treated as if it's holding my money. Definitely that's a chiddush. But even if it wouldn't be, even if it's just treated as a chiddush, it's chiddush. It's got no shaitas. When I'm saying this to your chaitz, the more you put effort in, it goes further. Fire is nothing like that. Fire, possibly you light it, it goes. It's the wind because of its own energy. So that's the catch of the Gemara. That which Lakish might have another period, but before you have a positive supporting your period, no? Oh, my God, chaitz of Mikurka Ozzy, Hailam Mikurka Ozzy. What do you want? I can't. I can't. I can't say that's a possible. It's not Mavin. It's not him. It's going on its own. I hear the timing. So Rabbi Yochanan might have another Kriish Lakish. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan agree to Kriish Lakish on this? Again, the kasha is that I know you've got a posuk, but like Rabbi Yochanan said, Kriish Lakish said, it's so not mistaken. So learn the posuk some other way, like Kriish Lakish is going to learn it. So this stage, the Gemara says, Omer Lecha, Memoina is be Mamosha, Ha les be Mamosha. I can't hold on Moina. I can't hold on Moina because it's not mamosh, it's not tangible. Momoin is something tangible. It's not tangible, so I can't hold its momoin. If I can't hold its momoin, so I'll cover the pasuk's right. Because that's what the pasuk's going to tell me. You're chayim because it's considered other mamosh. I've got a pasuk supporting me. You'd be right. There'd be another way to learn. I'd be happy to learn this other way, and I'd create the pasuk like Shlokish. If I can't learn Shlokish, because if Shlokish holds its golden momoin, it's not momoin. It's just not mommy, it's not mamashas. So why are you chai peish? The Torah says you chai peish. Why are you chai peish? Must be because it's considered all the mamash. That's how the you read this Gemara at this stage. Okay? If you want to learn the Gemara the first time, you want to read to the Gemara the first time, second time is a completely different picture. Says Rashi, Eisho Yishenev, Be'eroi, Shum Chitzov, Chai Va'kosov, the pasuk mechayvim because of his arrow, the iu ka'ovid, because he did it. The other considered case is like shooting an arrow. Mishum emoinai, to show you a boy shezikai, okesol kedai tov. The ikye v'inayu, the goy, shehidik v'gachelet, she'en ishaloi. The hamamine is, that the nafkim in the chin and two, that means when you light the gechalitz with noise. So v'yech v'achayim, the chitzavim, v'yishlok ishpoto de la mevayim. So it's the Gemara answers, I la mekeriyo, the ish me'eleho, v'yileches v'deleches me'achik. The fire has its own energy and goes based on its own energy. Or the fire has the wind that takes it. Right, so Rashi goes with the energy. Its own energy goes further. Rashi on the Chafimo said because of the wind. So Rashi seems to agree that ish going with wind is also called ish. So where is that Rashi on the Chafimo? We just had it today. Rashi says that the Ramasa of Chayyu Bedam and Dvoyim. Rashi says, I'm a damaged in fourth line down on that Rashi. I'm a damaged one chai to psi the Havalina Suke Daiti Sharuach Moili Chosse. You should take into account that the wind will transport the fire. So Rashi learns by Eish Yochai both if it's got its own energy or if the wind transports it. In both cases, you're going to be chai. But it's not good, right? It's the wind that does it. And therefore, see, when it's David, the Chabad only saw it. No, further down, much further. There you've hit the Chabad David one, I think. So four lines into that. So I wrote money fossil. See that? You see it? Shahrua. I've been in a second that Shahrua really fossil. Some people want to learn Rashi. Not that, but Rashi seems to say, well, clearly like that as well. So you're high for age, both of the fire goes on its own, or if the Ruach is Moidi Chosov. Hi, Lavi. Sorry, we just did that one. Oh, let's be Mamosho. Back to Rashi. Oh, let's be Mamosho. The Shalhemes here, Mazekes, they know Mamish, it's the Shalhemes, it's causing the damage. Even though it's a cold, it's a sauce, it's a Shalhemes, it's causing the damage. He'll go, Kichaybe, Mono, Shum Chitzov, who the Chayb. The Torah Machai, the Torah goes on, Chitzov. So, this is where we need to stop today. And we need to teach this, Dimme Masko. Eishoy, Mishum Chitzov. Eishoy, Mishum Moinoi. And the Moina is the Mamosh. Okay? Those five. One, two, three, four. Those four.
So now that with the Rashi's chant here, he held, we were saying that he held that it had to be the source of the fire initially. Can we now say that it doesn't have to be, and that if he takes the fire from somebody else, it's called this fire?
No,
because that was still, we see in the cases that where, let's say the Gamal, I guess the plant called up is,
yeah, it's fire, even though it's flax or not fire. Yeah. Okay, you have a wonderful day. So we have four tastings to do by. Have a great time.